This tape contains information on the KWM-380 chassis interconnect. At the conclusion of this section, you should have accomplished the following. Be able to trace the signals from one assembly to another through the interconnect diagram. Know what signals or voltages are present on each of the interconnect lines. Know where the signals in the interconnect originate and where they are used, and understand the function of the controls, indicators, inputs, and outputs shown on the interconnect. These diagrams show the interconnect wiring between the various assemblies that make up the KWM-380, the front panel controls, the connections from the front panel controls to various assemblies, front panel indicators with their inputs, and the rear panel connectors with their interconnection to the various assemblies. Understanding and being able to follow the interconnect is necessary to troubleshoot the radio and to follow the receive and transmit signal paths presented in sections 3 and 4 in the self-study manual. At this time, you should turn to sheet 1 of the interconnect diagram in the service manual. On the left-hand margin, the function of each interconnect line is given. And across the top of the diagram, the connection point to each assembly is listed. The first interconnect shown on sheet 1 is BCD4, or binary coded decimal, weight 4. This tells us what the function of the interconnect line is, or what information is present on the line. The first interconnect line is between A8 J1, P1, pin 3, and A10, J1, P7, pins 4 and 10. J1, P1 connects to the control board A8, while J1, P7 connects to A10, the front panel. The control card A8 contains the microprocessor and supplies frequency information to drive the front panel frequency display located in A10. This line carries the frequency information, binary coded decimal, weight 4, for the 10 Hz through 10 MHz frequency displays. Now, let's drop down to LPF1. LPF1 is an abbreviation for low pass filter number 1. And the interconnect line is between A8, J2, P2, pin 6, and A2, A1, J1, P27, pin 6. J2, P2 is a connection to control card A8, and J1, P27 is a connection to the low-pass filter assembly, A2, A1. Circuits in the control card monitor the operating frequency of the radio and develop an output that enables the correct low-pass filter. With an operating frequency of 1.6 to 2 MHz, a ground is supplied from A8 through the interconnect to A2 A1 to enable low-pass filter number 1. At all other operating frequencies, the interconnect line is at approximately plus 14 volts DC. Near the bottom of sheet 1, we have the first inputs to an assembly directly from a front panel control. Encode A and encode B, A8, J6, P6, pins 1 and 2, are connected to G1, A and B, on the front panel frequency tuning encoder. The outputs from the encoder to control board A8 via the interconnect are a series of square wave pulses. The frequency of the signal is determined by the speed of the tuning knob rotation and the phase, whether A leads B or B leads A is determined by the direction of rotation of the tuning knob. For some of the interconnect lines, it is necessary to look at more than one sheet of the interconnect diagram. An example of this is the VFO select line directly below encode B. The VFO select line is connected to terminal 1 of the front panel VFO switch, S3. The VFO switch selects which of the two frequency storage registers will be used during receive and transmit operation. With the VFO switch set to A, switch contact to terminal 2, the VFO select line is at plus 5 volts DC, and the radio will receive and transmit on the frequency stored in register A. In the B position, switch contact to terminal 3, the VFO select line is at ground, and the radio will receive and transmit on the frequency stored in register B. When the switch is rotated to the RATB position, switch contact to terminal 4, the voltage present is determined by other circuits. The label on S3, terminal 4, S7A-4, sheet 2, tells us that terminal 4 of S3 is connected to terminal 4 of switch S7A, which can be found on interconnect schematic sheet 2. Following this line on sheet 2, we find that it is connected to the MOX switch S7A pin 4, the VOX switch S7B pin 1, and J12 P12 pin 11. This line, labeled PTT not, is a logic 0 or ground when a push-to-talk signal is present, or with the MOX switch on, or with the VOX switch on when there is a key output from the VOX circuit. In other words, for any transmit condition, we have a ground, and for any receive condition, we have a positive voltage. Because of this switching between receive and transmit, we have frequency register A providing receive frequency information, and register B providing transmit frequency information. In the last VFO switch position, switch contact to terminal 5, we have a connection to J12 P12 pin 17, which is PTT, or the inverse of the PTT not signal from the previous example. With this switch setting, the VFO select line will be a logic 1 during transmit operation, with the transmit frequency determined by register A, and a logic 0 in receive, with the receive frequency determined by register B. In the next section of the self-study course, it will be necessary to follow signals through the interconnect to an assembly or board, through the board, and through the interconnect again to a second assembly. As an example of this type of signal tracing, we will follow the control lines from the front panel bandwidth select switch to the filters in the A4 assembly. Turn to the interconnect diagram, sheet 2, and under function, in the left-hand column, find the BW8, BW2.2, BW option 1, BW option 2, BW option 3, and the plus 9 volts receive lines. These lines, J12, P12, pins 1 through 6, are connected to the front panel filter select switch, S8. To understand how the switch is controlling the filters, we have to look first at J12 P12 pin 6, the plus 9 volt receive line. This line is an output from A3 and an input to S8. During receive operation, plus 9 volts DC is supplied through the interconnect from A3 to terminal 12 of S8 to enable the switch. In transmit, this line is at 0 volts and the switch is disabled. In receive operation, with the switch in the position shown on the interconnect diagram, 9 volts is supplied through the switch from terminal 12 to terminal 1 and from terminal 1 through the interconnect to J12 P12 pin 1. At the same time, J12 P12 pins 2, 3, 4, and 5 will be at 0 volts. The plus 9 volts at pin 1 enters the A3 board, but the passband filters that we want to control are in the A4 assembly. Therefore, we must follow the signal through A3 to the point where it leaves A3 and re-enters the interconnect, and through the interconnect to A4. To follow the signal, we must now turn to the A3 schematic, sheet 7, located in the service manual. On the top left-hand side of the A3 schematic, sheet 7, we find J12 pin 1, labeled 8 kHz filter select. This is the point where the plus 9 volts enters A3 from the interconnect. Following this line to the right, across sheet 7, we come to J13 pin 24. This is the point where the plus 9 volts leaves A3 and re-enters the interconnect. We must now turn back to the interconnect diagram, sheet 2, to continue our signal tracing. In the left-hand function column of sheet 2, locate the line labeled 8 kHz filter select. The interconnect here is between J1 P11 pin 8 and J13 P13 pin 24. J13 P13 pin 24 is the output from the A3 board. The plus 9 volts is routed from pin 24 to pin 8 through the interconnect, where it enters the passband tuning assembly, A4. Turn now to the schematic of the passband tuning circuit, A4, sheet 1 in the service manual. On the left side of the passband tuning circuit schematic, plug J1 is shown. J1 connects to J11 P11 on the interconnect. The plus 9 volts enters A4 at J1 pin 8, while J1 pins 13, 11, 9, and 15, the other outputs from the front panel switch, S8, are at 0 volts. The plus 9 volts at pin 8 forward biases A4 Q7 to enable the 8 kHz filter FL3, while the other filters remain disabled. This completes the tape of the interconnect. Turn now to section 2 in the self-study manual, where a complete listing of the interconnect lines are given, along with a brief explanation of each. Study the material and practice following several of the signals. You may wish to refer back to section 2 later in the course for help in signal tracing or when troubleshooting. There is no quiz at the end of section 2, so when you have studied the material in the self-study manual, install tape number 3 and proceed.